Hey, Carol, it's John, and you're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, John. Very, very well. Thank you.
You and your husband's a dentist. You work with your husband. Is that right?
That's right. We've been in practice for 52 years. I was a flight attendant during most of that time, but since I retired, I've come back into the office, and our daughters are hygienists. Our son has been our lab tech, and it's been quite the family practice all these years.
Where do you all practice? What's the name of the business?
We're Cambridge Dental in Marengo, Illinois.
So are you going to have to do something like this as well?
Oh, we've been working for a couple of weeks getting our office ready, and we're seeing our first patient today. And, yeah, like other folks have said, we've spent well over $5,000 so far getting the office ready with special air cleaners with UV lights and HEPA filters and air filtering systems and PPEs for ourselves and special coverings for all of our equipment. And we've moved all of our waiting room furniture because people aren't allowed to sit in the waiting room anymore. And we've done everything we can possibly think of to make ourselves and our patients safe and comfortable and know that they're secure when they come.
Was it you or somebody told one of my producers that the team was going to wear some sort of negative air pressure vest?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Well, my husband's 80 and I'm 77, so we're in that prime.
Wow.
Excuse me. Yeah, I know. And our office mate is 83.
Are you kidding?
I'm not. He still teaches at Marquette, and we have a very viable, very going practice because these people love what they do, and they love the interaction with their patients. I mean, we have fourth-generation patients, so we want to make sure that we're here for them. So because we can't get PPE, we have made our own as best we can. We've got face shields with masks underneath and then head coverings that seal inside the gown at the neck. And we've rigged up a whole air filtering system with umbilical cords that run over our shoulder and up under our masks so that we don't die of the heat and
Wow. Keep
the airflow going.
Let me ask you this, Carol. Is all of this, is there like somebody that comes by and inspects to make sure you guys are okay?
There isn't even anybody to tell us what we have to do that we've been able to find.
Well, that's,
I don't know. It's very general.
That's interesting to me. And then are you passing along this as a surcharge to your patients?
No, we are not at this time. We have hoped that we won't have to. Of course, we haven't worked since the middle of March, just like everybody else. So we're running through our nest egg here.
Yeah.
But at this point, we haven't. And if we can avoid it, we will.
Wow. All right. Carol Sweet is her last name, and perfect last name for a dental practice. It's Cambridge Dentistry in Marengo, Illinois. Check in with us again. Are you going to do the thing where the patient is wheeled out of the dentist's office and everybody's applauding your first patient back, that sort of thing?
That's a good idea. I think we'll take pictures, yes.
Certainly. Do that. Send them to us, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow, okay?
Be glad to, John. Thanks for calling.
Have a good, safe, and profitable day, Carol.
Well, with one patient, it should be just great. Thanks, John.